My name is Monica Trinidad. I'm an artist and organizer, and this is what Chicago sounds like. The role of artists to me is to make revolutions irresistible. I think that there's so much power that artists have in being very creative in demonstrating how different our worlds can be. Organizers have these beautiful campaigns that are really powerful and that have a lot of like stories from people who are directly impacted. And I think that's where the role of like posters and zines and graphics and any sort of visual art can really help to like amplify that story. I'm from the South Side of Chicago, East Side. It's a neighborhood. People often don't think of it as a neighborhood. They're always like, the East Side, isn't that the lake? And my family migrated from Mexico there in the 40s. You know, I often felt like it was a forgotten about neighborhood. I feel like it was really thriving when U.S. Steel, Steelworks was there. But it was also like a really tight-knit community. Like, you know, everybody knows somebody. Oh, you're from this family? Okay, I know your cousin. Or I know who, yeah, I know whose family you're part of. So it was very tight-knit. Shout out like Heinies, like shout out Long Cars, shout out Skyway Doghouse, shout out Sky Arts, shout out Under the Bridge Studios. It's just a really beautiful community. My dad, actually, he's an artist. He's a Art Institute of Chicago dropout, which I love that. And he still makes art to this day. My mom is also an incredible creative person as well. And I actually was very inspired growing up by the way that she would come into my schools and see the really horrible school conditions that existed and was like, this is not okay. And would like come in, sneak past the principal's desk, like come take photos, like she'd put them on blast. And I loved that. So I was like, I want to marry those two. Like, how do I marry like the visual art and the action together? And I felt like maybe this is my role in supporting movements for justice. I went to UIC, but I really got into campus activism at that time when I was in school. I got into a lot of anti-war activism. That's what I was first introduced to, and really saw the power of young people and seeing something that's wrong and wanting to like change it. That was like my introduction to activism, but I still felt like something was missing. So after I graduated from college, I got into the world of zine making. And that's when I created this zine collective of people of color called Brown and Proud Press. The easiest way to explain what a zine is, it's like short for magazine, except it's created very DIY, no major publications, no institutions who are printing it for you. You're literally like sitting, typing on a typewriter is like really the old school way to do it. You're pasting it onto paper and then you're going to like Xerox copy it somewhere, maybe for free, maybe figuring out the code to how to do it for free. That's what you're doing. You're basically telling your story with like the littlest to no resources that you might have. That's a zine. And it's really rooted not just in punk culture, but it also goes way back to like Ida B. Wells was making zines. Like she was making zines about her anti-lynching work. And then there was like the Harlem Renaissance. Like folks were making zines back then too. It's just anything that you can self-publish yourself to tell your story. And through that community, I think it blossomed into so much more around, well, how can we actually, now that we've formed this community and we've formed these relationships and we've told our stories, like how can we utilize these stories to take action? That's when I created For the People Artists Collective. That was in 2017. And that was a beautiful collective of artists of color who identified as artists, but also organizers, but often felt like in their organizing spaces, they didn't feel like they could bring their art into it or didn't know how. I think from there, I was like, well, let's create this space. Let's create this new space of belonging for artists to figure out how we can utilize our organizing skills that we have and our artist creative skills to support movements for justice in Chicago. So there was this campaign called No Cop Academy. It was a campaign around Rahm Emanuel's time in 2017 that was to stop the construction of a $95 million police academy on the West Side. Something that was really beautiful about this campaign was not only was it led by Black youth on the West Side, but it also didn't make art an afterthought in the campaign. Art was at the forefront. when the campaign launched, it was this, there was this question around how are we going to incorporate art throughout the campaign? And it actually launched around an art exhibit where we asked community members, like, how would you spend $95 million in your community? And then those artists responded with art. And we had this huge art exhibition that was really beautiful, actually, at Art in These Times. And it brought so many people in to see the work, but then it was also an opportunity to be like, and now how do you want to tap into this campaign? And I think that that was like this multi-layered, beautiful way to experiment with utilizing art as a tool for organizing. Something with my creative practice that feels really important to me is there is a seasonality to the work that I really truly believe in. I think that sometimes, and this is in order to challenge burnout, because often when I give talks to people, they're like, how do you do all of this stuff? Like, you make art, you hosted a podcast, you are an organizer, you work for a foundation. Like, how do you do it all? How do you make it work? And how do you not burn out? And I'm always like, that's a great question. I'm still trying to figure that out. But one thing that speaks to me is seasonality with our work. So there can be really busy times when you're organizing nonstop, going to the meetings, making art, going. And sometimes that's necessary and urgent. And then sometimes it's important to like take a step back and have some time to reflect on your work. I call it like the hibernation period, where you have to just sit back and think on like, okay, what's the work that I've created? How has it made an impact? And what are the mistakes I've made? Because that's also part of this work, is experimentation is a huge part of making art in collaboration with movements. And with experimentation, there's always mistakes, and there's always going to be, I don't want to say failures, because there is no failure in experimentation. There's just lessons learned. And so, but I think we need to make sure that we're making space for that reflection period. So right now, I would say I'm in a deep reflection hibernation period with my art. The last piece that I've made was a piece that's spoke to the genocide that's happening in Gaza right now. And after October 7th happened, I was struggling with what art do I make, right? Because as soon as I see an injustice happen, I want to make something. But I was really struggling with like, what can I say? What would make an impact right now? And I listened to a few talks and was, you know, listening to what people were saying on the ground. And I made a poster of an olive tree branch that said, "We will never look away." Something that I was taking away from this moment is that, you know, this genocide that's happening in Gaza right now isn't new. It isn't just this one incident. There's a long legacy of what Palestinians have been up against. And I think that's also a reoccurring theme in my work. A lot of my artwork has spoken to police violence in Chicago. And something that I'm deeply proud of in my organizing work with For the People Artists Collective was an exhibit that we did called Do Not Resist, 100 Years of Police Violence. It was in 2018. And again, it was a timeline of 100 years of police violence. And the purpose of this was to show that these incidents of police violence, they're not just a one-time incident. It's connected to this long legacy of police violence that, you know, has gone on since police have existed. To me, it's always important to, when I make my work, to speak to the moment that we're in now, but also to speak back to the past, to history, and also now, what are we gonna do about it? What are we gonna do to make sure that this doesn't happen again? So that's why I create to remember, and I create to make sure that we don't forget. My name is Monica Trinidad. I'm an artist and organizer, and this is what Chicago sounds like.